Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Springtime is the season for renewal, rebirth, and the long-awaited respite from the winter rains. Now, I know the rains haven't completely ended, and we will get a few more storms before summer shows up, but it is nice to see the sun for even a day or two after this crazy rain season. I haven't heard the word drought much lately, and I think that's been put to bed for at least a while. I was confused, though, when weather experts pointed to the drought as evidence of massive climate change, and then pointed to the excessive rains as massive climate change, and then the oppressive summer heat in the Midwest as evidence of climate change, and the freezing winter and heavy snow as climate change. I'm obviously not an expert, but I used to call those kinds of changes spring, summer, fall, and winter, with some being a little more memorable than others. One of the changes that does seem to be a trend and related to springtime is the increasing fascination with birth, specifically birds, fish, animals, and the like. A bunch of folks are following this owl in Ferndale that is sitting on what looks to be a baker's dozen of eggs. People are talking about it and guessing when the chicks, I guess that's what they're called, are going to hatch. These folks apparently have a lot of time, which is great, but if I had that much time, I don't think I'd watch an owl sitting on its eggs. It's not that I don't give a hoot, sorry, but I would do something else with my time. I also wouldn't spend a lot of time watching a baby octopus crawling around someone's hand, which seemed to be the topic of the day a week or so ago. Everyone was saying how cute this little critter was. Now, an octopus may be a lot of things, but cute isn't one of them. And then there was the 10-week watch of a mother giraffe getting ready to have a baby. That whole affair, I mean the getting ready for birth part, was live-streamed on a news link. How invasive. How would you like a TV camera following you around 24/7 for the last 10 weeks of your pregnancy? Giraffe experts predicted this baby was going to be born at any moment. How could they be that far off? I'm not convinced they're experts at giraffe births. Anyway, the bouncing baby boy giraffe was born last week and stood 5'10" and 150 pounds at birth. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. And bounce he did. Baby giraffes are dropped 5 to 6 feet at birth. That's a rude welcome to the real world, but I guess if you spend your life trying to outrun lions, you better start out with a pretty good constitution. I'll give local folks a pass when they gaw-gaw over the birth of baby whatevers this spring. It is that time of year. I won't, though, go as far to say a baby octopus is cute. I think those folks got hit on the noggin with too much rain this year. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.